US Marshals Service hacked, ASIAN breached in an espionage campaign, and governments around the world weigh TikTok bans. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalan Kimpanyu and read by me, Caitlin Sori. Today is March 1st, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. Chinese-linked hackers have breached the servers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, also known as ASEAN, an international political and economic body of 10 member states across Southeast Asia. The hack, first reported by Wired, took place in February of last year. The hackers allegedly stole gigabytes of data, including thousands of emails and sensitive details from ASEAN member states. The US Marshals Service has been hit by a ransomware attack. Officials say the incident took place on February 17 and was limited in scope, affecting only one of its computer systems. The compromised system allegedly contained administrative data and PII for some employees and suspects under active investigation. However, the incident did not involve data from the Witness Security Program, commonly known as the Witness Protection Program. The Marshals Service confirmed the attack involved both encryption and data exfiltration. LastPass has provided an update on its investigation into the two security breaches the company suffered in August and December of last year. LastPass says that after the August incident, the threat actor behind the hack also targeted one of its senior DevOps engineers. This attack leveraged an exploit in a third-party software toolkit to install a keylogger on the engineer's personal laptop. Using the keylogger, the threat actor was able to capture the engineer's master password for their LastPass corporate vault, from which they stole passwords for the company's corporate network and AWS accounts. Together with the data from the first breach, LastPass says the attacker was able to connect to its cloud servers and exfiltrate sensitive data, including some of its customers' encrypted password vaults. Some LastPass cloud resources were encrypted, but the company says the threat actor obtained decryption keys for them from the engineer's device and password vault. MyAlgo, a company that provides wallets for the Algorand cryptocurrency, has urged users to withdraw funds from Mnemonic-based wallets, citing a wave of hacks using an unknown exploit. The company says the original wave of hacks took place last year and no new exploitation attempts have been seen since. According to John Woods, CTO of the Algorand Foundation, around 25 wallets have been confirmed hacked. MyAlgo didn't say how much the hacker stole from the customer wallets, but a blockchain expert estimated the losses at $9.2 million worth of assets. Data on thousands of Activision employees have been dumped on a hacking forum. The data originates from a hack that took place in December of last year. Activision confirmed the breach last week after hackers leaked details about upcoming content in the Call of Duty franchise. The leak of employee data contradicts Activision's initial statement, which claimed that only game-related content was stolen and that no employee or user data was exposed. In a speech at Carnegie Mellon University, CISA director Jen Easterly floated the idea that tech companies should be held liable for the security flaws in their software. Easterly called for new legislation that would prevent companies from disclaiming liability through contracts and terms of service and being held liable for shoddy products, which CISA executives believe would lead to better products and better security practices. The Australian government plans to set up a new cybersecurity agency to help coordinate responses to cyber attacks and to oversee investment in the field. The new agency will operate within the Department of Home Affairs and will be led by a coordinator for cybersecurity. The agency will report to Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill, who's promised to improve the country's cybersecurity after the Optus and Medibank hacks last year. The Canadian government has banned TikTok from government-issued mobile devices. Canada now joins the EU, Taiwan, and the US as countries that have banned the use of the app on government devices, citing fears of Chinese spying. Officials from the Netherlands and the UK are also exploring similar bans, while the app is banned in some but not all Australian federal government departments. On the same day it banned TikTok on government devices, Canada's Office of the Privacy Commissioner also launched an investigation into TikTok in relation to the company's collection and handling of user data, especially children's information. The US government has seized $317,000 worth of cryptocurrency linked to a payment made to the Reval ransomware gang. According to court documents, the funds were being stored in an account owned by a Russian national named Daniil Shukin, believed to be located in the city of Krasnodar. Court documents suggest that Shukin may be one of the Rival gang's money launderers. France's national police have arrested two brothers, aged 18 and 20, for stealing more than $9.5 million worth of cryptocurrency assets from US-based DeFi platform Platypus Finance. The two were detained after a blockchain investigator named Zach XBT identified the Twitter and Instagram accounts of one of the attackers. One of the brothers told police he only wanted to demonstrate a proof-of-concept exploit and then negotiate a bounty with the exchange. Following the hack, Platypus managed to recover $2.4 million worth of assets, while the rest was frozen on the blockchain by various exchanges. Police say the brothers only managed to get away with €270,000, of which €210,000 was found stored on a Ledger wallet at their home and seized. Sophos researchers have uncovered a threat actor they're calling Sour Grapes that has made more than $3 million in cryptocurrency over a period of 5 months via pig butchering scams. Pig butchering is a new term that is used to describe a type of scam where threat actors approach victims on dating sites and move conversations to financial topics, trying to lure victims into making various financial or cryptocurrency investments. Sophos says the group operates from offices located in Cambodia, but its leadership is based in China. The gang's membership includes a young man or woman who acts as the face of the scam, keyboarders who keep the victim engaged in text chats, and a team that generates media content to support various fabricated backstories. South Korean security firm Arnlab has spotted Lazarus, a North Korean cyber espionage group, using a zero-day vulnerability in a local Korean software utility. Arnlab says Lazarus breached a financial company in May of last year and then used a zero-day and a certificate-related program to move laterally across the victim's network. Researchers did not disclose the name of the vendor because the company has yet to release a patch. Arnlab has only described the software as a certificate-related program widely used in public institutions and universities. That's all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Proofpoint senior threat analyst Selena Larson with details on a new financially motivated threat actor the company calls TA-866.
Proofpoint recently published details about a new threat actor, TA-866. Our researchers first observed campaigns associated with this actor in October 2022, and activity has continued into 2023. The activity appears to be financially motivated and largely targets organizations in the United States and Germany. With its custom toolset, including what we call WasabiSeed and screenshot or malware, TA-866 analyzes victim activity via screenshots before installing a bot and information stealer. TA-866 uses both commodity and customized tools in its campaigns. In some cases, our researchers observe post-exploitation activity involving AHKBot and Radamanthus Stealer. But what makes this actor so interesting? Well, TA-866 spends time trying to figure out whether a target is worth additional payloads by using Screenshotter to take photos of a user's screen and reviews them manually before deciding to deliver additional malware. Clearly, there is some level of value a user must meet before being deemed worthy enough of another payload. While recent activity appears financially motivated, some historic activity that overlaps with what we call TA-866 suggests an espionage focus, too. You can find out more on Proofpoint's Threat Insight blog.
That was Selena Larson from today's sponsor, Proofpoint. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show on our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.